Good morning. This is Brother Jeff with your daily inspiration today. So glad you called in. I want to speak to you about the coming of the Lord today. We have James chapter 5. I'd like to look at a few verses there. You know, the Christianity is very, very simple when you get down to it. But we seem to have made it very complicated with all our different religions and all our different rules and regulations we add to the Bible. But one of the most exciting things for the Christian in the Bible is what the Bible calls the blessed hope, or the return of Jesus Christ. The hope of the Christian right now that's living on planet Earth is the return of Jesus Christ. You know, if we would go back and read in the book of Revelation, just 70 years or so after Jesus had ascended. And if you'll remember what those angels said to the men, they had their heads cocked up, looking at heaven, and they were gazing into the heavens at the marvelous sight they had just seen when the Lord Jesus had ascended in the clouds and disappeared. The angels said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus whom you just saw rise and ascend into the heavens is going to return in like manner." And from that, the disciples went to teach and preach all things that Jesus commanded, and they were longing and looking for Jesus in their generation to return and restore all things. But it didn't happen. I mean, we're looking at almost 2,000 years. And when you read the writers in the New Testament, they say things like, "Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And they make many references to the soon return of Jesus Christ. But we know the Scripture teaches that a day with the Lord is about 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So God's clock in eternity is way different than man's clock on planet Earth. So let's look at a few verses here in the book of James. He tells us to be patient. He said, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." So he uses the illustration of a farmer. The farmer plants, he prepares his field, he plants, and he waits for the early rain. And then he waits for the latter rain. And then, guess what happens? The fruit, the harvest, the beauty of his labors are rewarded, and he has barns, silos, garners full of wheat and corn and all the good precious things of the field. And he has a blessed reward for his patience and his diligence. And I just want to remind each of us today, be patient. The Bible tells you not to get weary in your well-doing. In due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Oh, my friend, be ready. Be ready. Be watching, be diligent, because your labor is not in vain. The seeds that were planted in you are going to bring forth fruit. The seeds you have planted are going to bring forth fruit. Don't turn back. Don't give up. Take heed that no man deceives you. Jesus is really going to return, and he's going to redeem those that are washed in the blood, those that love his appearing, Hebrews says, those that are excited and looking and longing and loving for his appearing. And the resurrection is going to occur. Those that have been buried, their body and their spirits are going to be reunited. There's going to be an exciting day of resurrection and restoration of all things. And blessed be the man that is ready. As Thessalonians calls it, the blessed hope of the Christian. And blessed is that man that is ready. Blessed is that man who is found watching, Blessed is that man that is found doing the will of his Lord, his master, when he returns. But woe, I said, woe unto the man who's not ready. Woe unto the lukewarm. Woe unto the indifferent. Woe unto the man that is just half-hearted, that discouraged, impatient, that said, my Lord delays his coming. Is Jesus really going to return? Oh, my friend, don't give up. Get your heart right today. If you have any seed of unbelief or discouragement, look to Jesus. He will return, and he is going to be your Lord and Savior and Deliverer. So let's just think about these things. There are many other scriptures. Perhaps we can look at some more of these tomorrow. Thank you for calling in. If you'd like to ask a question, need prayer, leave a message. 099 opens up the voice box. We'd love to hear from you, where you're calling from. If this has been a blessing to you, we hope it has. God bless you today in Jesus' name.